You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
You're listening to What's New with Wired. It's Monday, May 22nd. I'm Zeke Robison. Today we're talking about ChatGPT's iPhone app. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. If you've searched for ChatGPT in Apple's App Store since the chatbot launched 6 months ago, you may have discovered some of the dozens of apps with names like Genie, Genius, and AI Writer claiming to be powered by OpenAI's technology. Or you might have found Microsoft's Bing app with the company's own chatbot inside, powered by OpenAI's GPT-4 text generator. But ChatGPT itself hasn't had an official iPhone app released by its own developer until now. OpenAI's free ChatGPT app for iOS just hit Apple's App Store in the U.S. As with the original web model of the chatbot, the free-to-use version is built on GPT 3.5, and its most capable persona built on GPT 4 is accessible only if you're paying $20 a month for ChatGPT Plus. OpenAI says the mobile app syncs your history of chats with its bot across devices and will be expanding to other countries in the coming weeks. An Android app is coming soon. The biggest change that comes with ChatGPT's new mobile incarnation is that you can now talk to the chatbot instead of just typing. OpenAI has added its speech recognition system, Whisper, which the company claims reaches human-level robustness and accuracy for English. That could give interacting with ChatGPT a different feel, and perhaps encourage people to turn to it for glitchy AI wisdom more often. ChatGPT on iOS will also be limited to phones that can run the iOS 16.8 operating system, which means iPhone 8 or newer hardware models. But it's unclear whether ChatGPT will have the same freewheeling personality in the new iOS app as the original form of ChatGPT on OpenAI's own website, given Apple's strict content moderation policies in its App Store. The iPhone maker tells developers that apps should not include defamatory, discriminatory, or mean-spirited content, or content that is offensive, insensitive, upsetting, intended to disgust, or in exceptionally poor taste. It also prohibits overtly sexual or pornographic material, inflammatory religious content, and false information and features. ChatGPT has some limitations built in, but they can be sidestepped, and the chatbot, like other generative AI tools, is widely documented to sometimes present falsehoods and fabrications as fact, a phenomenon known as hallucination. In March, the Wall Street Journal reported that Apple had rejected an email app's generative AI-infused update until the developer gave the app a 17 and older restriction, expressing concerns that AI tools could generate inappropriate content for children. In the App Store, OpenAI's ChatGPT app is rated for 12 and older. OpenAI did not respond to questions about any additional parameters it may have included in its iOS model, though presumably the mobile app met Apple's requirements in order to be permitted in the App Store. Currently, on the web, ChatGPT declines to generate some problematic content when prompted. It will not, for example, write pornographic short stories or make religious jokes based on Wired's tests, though it will write satire about religious wars. Satire is also a category that's allowed in Apple's App Store. When asked why OpenAI's iOS app for ChatGPT is arriving 6 months after the launch of its ChatGPT web app, spokesperson Kayla Wood says it was part of the company's ethos of safe AI development. This goes back to our whole strategy of slowly and safely putting these useful tools out into the world, she adds. OpenAI has made clear that its strategy for making AI smarter also involves training algorithms using feedback gained from logs of people using ChatGPT. The bot's iOS manifestation could provide a valuable new stream of queries, and one with a more conversational tone if the speech recognition function proves to be popular. A mobile app could also provide OpenAI with totally new signals, like location data. However, Apple has also limited data collection for third-party apps in recent years, starting with the rollout of iOS 14 and iPadOS 14.5 in 2021. App makers, for example, are now required to ask your permission when they want to track you across apps and services owned by other companies, and iPhone users can use to limit location tracking within apps. Apple's new controls also mostly block access to a phone's ad tracking identifier, throttling some ad-based business models, including Meta's. OpenAI doesn't run ads against ChatGPT, at least not yet. It's either free, premium, or pay-as-you-go, in the case of its image generator DALL-E. Apple did not respond to an inquiry from Wired about any content moderation or data tracking restrictions that might apply specifically to this new category of AI tools, like the ChatGPT iOS app. ChatGPT's App Store debut may not be welcomed by the entrepreneurs who cannily launched their own chatbot apps over recent months. The app's arrival on mobile devices might also help thwart scammers. Recently, security firm Sophos warned that ChatGPT scams are showing up in the Google Play and Apple App Stores. Unknowing consumers are lured into downloading free apps pretending to offer access to OpenAI's ChatGPT, only to later get hit with subscription fees for bogus apps. Now, with OpenAI's app in the mix, it might be easier to avoid low-quality chatbots with names like ChatGPT. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, France is fighting to save your iPhone from an early death. On Wired Science, find out how chronic illness patients are hacking their wearables. And on Wired Security, a mysterious group has ties to 15 years of Ukraine-Russia hacks. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.